Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with Pat, and we're back again for another week of NFL awesomeness.
Yes, we are.
All right. So last week on the picks, we always do the picks. Pat was 9-7. I was 8-8. It's been a tough year so far for everyone, I think, pretty much. You know, in years past, it's been like 10-6 every week for the most part, sometimes higher, but we're not doing so well, and neither are, you know, the quote-unquote experts I've seen on ESPN. I think the leading on the ESPN picks was, I think, like the AccuScore.
Ooh, like that's never good.
The simulations and stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, and you're going to have a tough time chasing me all year, you know, since I got the early lead.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, this week starts the bye weeks. We got bye weeks for Cowboys, Chiefs, Vikings, and Buccaneers. So.
Yep.
We won't be seeing them this weekend.
So I didn't realize
that the bye week started this early.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
did you really want your bye week on week four?
If it were up to me, I'd have it about middle of the season. Seems to make sense.
Yeah. But. It just seems like it's kind of early, but anyway. All right, well, first game for this week, we got the Jets at the Buffalo Awful Bills.
Buffalo Awful Bills. Yeah, I'll take the Jets. I rated them number 2 this week in power rankings, and I rated the Bills 31st, so I think that kind of explains it.
Yep, same here. No reason to think that. Don't expect any upsets here. Although you never know the way things are going.
Right.
All right, next up, Seattle at St. Louis.
I'll pick Seattle. I think they're the best worst team in the NFC, that division particularly. Hasselbeck's got 4 TDs to 5 interceptions, yet somehow they're still 2-1. Yeah. I don't think that'll hold for long, but that's a crappy division.
Yeah, so. I call them the Jekyll and Hyde team because it seems like, you know, they won 2, but then they got blown out that 1 week. But yeah, I don't think the Rams could win 2 in a row either. So
no.
I like Seattle. All right, Carolina at New Orleans.
I'll take the Saints. Kind of going to have to be a bounce-back week for them. Could be 3-0 right now, but their kicker finkled that one in overtime.
Well,
so.
he's done, probably.
He's gone, yeah, I think. Or he's still there.
He's still there, but kicking. I don't expect him to be there.
I did notice something, though. The stat, something's going to have to give, and I don't know if the Saints will improve or they'll get exposed, but right now they're the worst team in terms of rushing, and they give up their 30th ranked rushing D, and that just plays right into the hands of a team that wants to play the time of possession game.
That's true. Yeah, so I'm going to go with New Orleans too. Carolina is the new 32 in our power rankings this week.
Yeah, good for them.
And you'll notice the trend among these bad teams is the quarterback issues.
Yeah.
Carolina, not good. All right, next up, Detroit at Green Bay.
I'll take Green Bay. They lost to the Bears. Despite that, I still think they're one of the best teams. A little fantasy thing here. If you got Aaron Rodgers, obviously you'll start him anyway, but any receivers, go for it. In his 4 career games against the Lions, he's got 11 TDs to 1 pick and throws 335 yards a game.
Yeah, definitely. I still think, you know, they lost last week, but everything that went wrong for them that could possibly go wrong did, you know, with that fumble and the penalties and stuff, so I still think they're probably the best team in that division, and they'll definitely run all over Detroit.
Yeah, I hate saying a team that lost. I hate giving credit more to the performance of the losing team, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I really think Green Bay killed themselves last week.
Yep,
so.
Definitely. All right, next up, Cincinnati at Cleveland.
I'll take the Bengals. The Terrell Owens experiment has been quiet, not very productive, but they have 1 touchdown between Ocho Cinco and Owens, but they're still finding a way to win, so I'll take the Bengals.
Yes, I will take the Bengals too. Cleveland, I think Cleveland's better than their record shows. You know, they've lost 3 games by a total of 12 points, and even though they could maybe contend in the NFC West, but you won't see much from them against Cincinnati.
Right.
All right, and then perhaps the matchup of the week, Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Yes. Well, I've picked against Baltimore twice, and I think I've been right. No, they only have 1 loss, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, well, I'm going to go against them. Steelers, I think. I just think they got some momentum. Probably going to be a dogfight of a game, maybe low scoring, but I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go Baltimore. I just think I don't know if they'll let Batch beat them the way the Bucs did. And they, as long as they can stop the running game, Mendenhall has never really done much against the Ravens. 2 years ago when they played the Ravens, Ray Lewis ended his season. So I like Baltimore.
Yeah, both teams' offense, I mean, they looked good last week, but they both played crappy teams. They're not putting up a ton of points,
I don't think either team. I don't think either team has played, obviously Pittsburgh hasn't, but I don't think Baltimore has played their best football yet.
No.
So we'll see what happens with that down the road. All right, Denver at Tennessee.
I'll take the Titans. Denver's given up a lot of points this year, and Tennessee can put up points when the opportunity's there, especially with Chris Johnson. So I'll take the Titans this week.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Titans, too. Denver's without no Sean Moreno. They were last week, too, and it looks like he's not going to play this week. I started Kyle Buchholter in my one fantasy league out of desperation, and that did not work out. Him and Maroney are just both bums, basically.
Yeah.
They couldn't run even against Indy, who all gives up tons of rushing yards.
Yeah.
So Denver's kind of a disaster at this point. They're going to have to pass all over the place if they want to win. So.
Yep.
I would say don't start Denver running back in your fantasy league.
No, it's just you can't count on it. So.
All right. San Francisco at Atlanta.
I'll take the Falcons. I just really a dangerous offensive team on the ground and air. And another random little stat I looked up, Matt Ryan is 14-1 at home as a starter.
Wow.
So 8-10 on the road. So he's good at home. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the upset here.
You are.
I got to make up some ground on the picks. And so we'll see. I think, you know, Singletary, the coach for the 49ers, they've been struggling. They could be playing for his job. I don't know how patient they'll be with him if they keep losing because they had high expectations for them
in
this division after what they did last year. So, you know, he'll probably be going crazy, have some motivation, you know, pulling his pants down all
pulling
that.
Pulling down pants, yeah.
So we'll see the upset this week for San Francisco. All right, next up, Indianapolis at Jacksonville.
I'll take the Colts. You know, they're a top three team, and really Jacksonville isn't. And got to feel sorry for the owners of fantasy owners of MJD. No touchdowns and 250 total yards, just awful. So
yeah, I'm gonna go with Indy too. Peyton Manning, have you seen his numbers? It's completely insane.
Yeah, video game. He's
got like 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns, no interceptions, 69% completions. Just freaking ridiculous. So
yeah, it's not even fair.
Even though they somehow lost that first game, even though he passed for 400 yards.
Yeah, well, when you give up 200 whatever yards to a rookie running back.
That's true. So I like Indianapolis there. Next up, Houston at Jacksonville, or at Oakland, sorry.
Oakland. That's fine. I'll take Texans. Nothing like facing the Raiders to get back on track. Kind of a weird team, Houston. I mean, they beat Indy, so everybody's all over them. And then, you know, Andre Johnson's banged up, and then they lost to the winless Cowboys. So
yeah,
be interesting to see how they come back.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Andre Johnson because you could see them possibly getting ahead here even without him, and you know they might try to give him some rest. I guess it's an ankle.
Ankle, yep.
So I like Houston too. Oakland. Oakland's Oakland.
Yeah.
All right, next up, NFC East, Washington at Philadelphia, the return of Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, the return. So the big storyline there is that, but I'm going to take the Eagles in this, and I think anything related to McNabb will be overshadowed by Vic once again. The Redskins got beat by the Rams, so
yeah.
I'm kind of scared of what Michael Vick will do to them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Philly too, though. I think this could maybe be closer than you know we think. You know, McNabb seems to be well-liked by the Redskins so far, so you know you could see like you know some emotional you know, Redskins playing hard for McNabb, but I definitely think Philly will beat him, mm-hmm. especially at home there.
Yep.
Right, and then Arizona at San Diego.
I'll go with the slow start Chargers. Must be frustrating to be a Charger fan. All that talent year in, year out, and they start out awful. But they're going to win. I don't think in the AFC you do not want to go down 1-3, especially this year.
The AFC is just
too tough.
The only thing is with that division, though,
They're in the worst division of the AFC. Yeah, you got that right. So
I like San Diego too. Arizona just not. They somehow beat Oakland, but it looked like Oakland should have even won that game. So I like San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sunday night, Chicago, the last remaining 0-3 team in the NFC, Chicago versus at New York Giants. Excuse me.
I had trouble with this one. I really don't think Chicago is as good as their record is, and I don't really like the Giants. I am going to take the Giants, though, at home. I don't know. That Bears defense is tough, but Cutler really hasn't looked that good, and there were a lot of – I mean, really, the Packers should have beat him, so I'm going to go Giants, especially at home. So.
All right, I'm going to go the other way and take Chicago. I think that defense is pretty stout. And did you see Eli Manning last week? Did you see that interception he threw where he, like, went left?
Oh,
he took it with the left hand and, like, threw it up straight up in the air.
Yeah.
I just don't know about him. I think they're having some confidence issues.
And then he had his little kind of crybaby, sad puppy face afterwards. Yeah. So, no, I'm not an Eli fan, which I guess is probably obvious. But.
All right, and then Monday night, pretty good one, New England at Miami.
Yeah, definitely a good one, interesting one. I'm going to take Patriots. Could be a high-scoring game. I think it'll be close. I don't think either team is that much farther ahead. I mean, I should say I don't think New England's that much better than Miami, but I just think they're going to take it this week.
All right, I'm actually going to go with Miami. Miami's given New England trouble, actually, the last few times they've played, and I just don't trust the New England defense at all.
No.
Chad Henne looks pretty legit, so I just think maybe
it's good. It might be a good time to take any receivers for either team if it's going to be a high scoring affair. But
yeah, I definitely see it being high scoring. I don't think the Patriots defense, they don't really look like they can stop anybody.
No, so. They can score points obviously on the offense.
But that'll be their only hope.
I did not like Miami's play calling at the end of that game. I can't really remember the specifics of it, but I think only one of their – they had four stabs at the end zone, and only one of their plays put the ball in the end zone, you know, at least in that area. So
yeah, they did some weird runs and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, well, that's all the games for this week. We kind of got shortened because of the byes. So anything else you wanted to mention before we sign off?
I think I got it all covered.
All right, well, everyone, thanks for listening. Be sure to check out our power rankings for this week are up. We're going to be looking to do some more NFL stuff, probably a roundup for the first quarter of the NFL season. I didn't even talk to Pat about that yet, but that's okay.
All right, I'll get on it.
But that's about it. Check us out on Twitter, @TheSportsGeeks, Facebook.com/TheSportsGeeks, and we'll see you guys next week.